This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news.
All right, Burrito, what's going on in San Diego Zoo?
Cells at San Diego Zoo lead to cloning of endangered horse.
Mm.
What? Little Kurt looks like little any Kurt. Other baby horse as he frolics playfully in his pen.
That's
he isn't
name.
Afraid to kick or headbutt an intruder who gets in his way, and when he's hungry, dashes.
Damn. Damn, little Kurt.
Amy, geek the fuck out.
I'm little, Kurt?
Little Kurt.
Little Kurt, man. That's a great name.
Look at horse. But for some reason, I imagine her.
Hey, little, oh, no. Come over here, little Kurt. I'll give you a carrot.
Oh,
come here, buddy.
Guess that's the episode's name.
So speaking of endangered horses, pumpkin weighs 2,350 pounds.
That's a heavy pumpkin. How much
that's
spice
ton
do
of
you
pumpkin.
Need for a pumpkin weighing
dude,
that
so much spice. They're also going to hold a bikini contest later that evening, so make sure to check it out.
Did you say a bikini contest?
With pumpkins?
That's Fox Shock and Messages.
Yeah, there's a
pumpkin and bikini contest.
Do they cut the tops of the pumpkins off and
pumpkin
weigh into
2,000
tops? Because I would watch it.
No, it's pumpkin seeds. pumpkin seeds over their gash. They just use the inside pulpy flesh.
It. Sorry.
Inside pulpy flesh,
yeah,
and they make paper mache, body paper mache with pumpkin shit and flour. Speaking of pumpkins.
You want me to cue up the song or not?
You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'll read the headline first. L.A. rapper who boasted about getting rich from unemployment fraud on YouTube gets arrested for unemployment fraud. $1.2 million in jobless benefits.
Okay, before we play, I'm going to do my version.
Oh, we're doing a reenactment?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in the studio, okay? I'm going to do unemployment fraud. I'm going to do unemployment fraud. Identity theft ain't but a thing so that I can do unemployment fraud. I lost it. Oh, his is better. It's already way better.
You know, 2020, the unbelievable. ED. Shadow. I just been swiping for EBD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. This shit here better than selling peas. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cars, that's 200 bun. I got a shot at the Donald Trump. I just might swipe me alone, so I'm in New York having money for. I done got rich, I'm an EBD. I ain't hit no more liquors than EBD. And just last night I was selling peas. And I just woke up to 300.
Are you listening to the correct song?
I think EDD means
song,
something.
Right? Yeah, it
is. Sounds like it.
You gotta sell cocaine. I can defile a claim. Rats coming straight to the bank. I'm doing shit that you can't. EDD scam, that's telling that you heard about.
EDD scam.
Get on that laptop, I'm working out. Be 25 cleansing for a while.
Yeah.
That's a lot of unemployment benefits.
Let me just detail my nefarious activities.
Exactly.
And
using
then
the
release it
using the exact yeah. You got to write about what you know. You know, I don't know anything about slinging cocaine, but unemployment fraud. I got you, boo. Plane passenger caught smuggling gold nuggets in rectum to avoid taxes. Indian airport authorities literally struck gold when they spotted a man walking oddly. And discovered he had about 2 pounds in bullion shoved up his rectum.
2 pounds?
That's a lot of fucking gold. How much is it an ounce?
Did
like
he,
900
like,
pounds?
Gorilla tape his like, asshole shut?
No, it's got to be more
so
than 900
fall
dollars,
out?
Right? Well, he made it a cylinder.
2 pounds?
See.
Oh, you saw pictures?
Yeah, of him pooping it out.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
This motherfucker was shitting gold.
Shit.
How much is gold?
I want the gold.
Oh, it's high, dude.
The Burrito Research it's Department. High. How much is gold?
It
was a little bit over $2,000 an ounce.
$2,000 an ounce. So yeah, it's 64K up his butt. You believe that?
True or false?
True.
Believe that.
Believe that. Speaking of shit up your butt.
Goodbye, Tab. Coca-Cola will discontinue the iconic diet soda. Coca-Cola said that plans to streamline its brands were hastened by supply chain disruptions and changing consumer behavior caused by the pandemic.
Have you guys ever had Tab?
No.
Neither have I. That's why it went out of business.
I had Mr. Pibb.
No, that
I didn't know Tab was Coca-Cola.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I thought Tab was Tab.
Yeah, I thought Tab was its own thing.
Exactly.
I guess everyone owns everyone, right?
That's right, man.
You own yourself.
But no one owns a chilling story of frozen Charlotte and the corpse-like dolls that bear her name. Who picked this story? Did I pick this story?
Yeah, tell me about it, Foxtrot.
Oh, man.
Tell me about these frozen Charlottes.
Man.
Just in time for Halloween.
All right, this is our Halloween episode.
You got to watch out for these haunted places. Man, they were crazy with their dolls and shit, man. This is disturbing. I don't like looking at this. All right.
It's creepy.
I mean, what do you guys feel about porcelain dolls?
Should I?
Pass.
I don't like them.
You don't like it because it makes it dick
I don't
hard.
Like the ones that look...
Oh, shit. That sounds like a gift.
You don't like it because it makes like it dick hard.
Almost real. You know that uncanny valley kind of feeling.
You don't like those unreal dolls.
Unreal dolls, yeah. Or the almost real dolls.
Oh, the uncanny dolls.
Almost real.
Do you like Budweiser?
No.
No.
Well, rapper Nelly was touched by a beer can shout out from Budweiser. He was featured on that can.
On that can too?
Yeah, was there just a Band-Aid in his Nelly can?
I wonder how many people are going to post that once they get their hands on it. They're probably going to put like
I'm singing downtown, baby. All up on it.
It's a rapper Nelly touched by beer can shout out. Does that mean like he was touched? Like he felt emotional about it? I don't
know. No, touched like touched by an angel.
Yeah, felt emotional.
Touched because he got a shit ton of money.
What was it, just a crossover, or did they just say, hey, what's up, Nelly, on a beer can?
Rapper Nelly will be featured on Budweiser Tallboy cans in St. Louis starting in October.
I mean, who's next? Ja Rule?
Foxtrot.
Is he going to be on fucking...
On the Slam City Budweiser cans.
Actually,
what's our beer
called? Slam City Budweiser cans.
What is our beer called? We haven't had a beer review in a bit.
Zero?
You're going to be on the Zero Gravity can.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Speaking of musicians, Flaming Lips performed a concert with the band and fans encased in plastic bubbles. It's unclear whether the Flaming Lips are using jelly or Vaseline for that matter at their concert these days. What? The rock band is, however, trying plastic bubbles. Social distancing, guys. What do you guys think about that? Man, that'd be so fucking hot in there.
Dude, yeah, that's one thing, right? It's going to be really hot, but I would just like in there in my own little bubble.
Jesus Christ.
That's a cool thing. But it'd be hot in there. You're right, dude. Like
hot box.
Hot.
It would be a hot box. Hot you're box. Right.
Hot circle. It's a hot circle.
Shit, this is a hot circle.
Speaking of being wrapped in a warm embrace.
Oh, no.
report. Home Improvement star arrested, accused of choking his girlfriend. Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan was arrested in Eugene, Oregon Friday after being accused of choking his girlfriend.
You're an asshole.
Zachary Ty Bryan. I mean,
that's awesome.
Like, everybody
man.
Remembers. Looks,
I used to watch him when I was a kid.
Right? Everybody remembers him, and everybody remembers his name. But now that you think about it, he's got three names. Serial killer's got three names, guys.
That's serial.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh. I guess he wasn't a serial killer, but he was guilty of stuff. You know. John Wilkes Booth. What's next?
Oh yeah,
Zachary Ty Bryan.
I never even thought about that.
Oh, John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. Theodore John Ted Wayne Bundy. He doesn't count. It's not.
Is there any slam citizens that are
serial killers?
Of... yeah.
No, because all slam citizens have these alliterative names and only a first and a last name.
There is Burrito Burrito Bandito.
Oh, no. The Slam City shit. Murderer is Burrito Burrito Bandito. Sus,
you
dude.
Like take their skins and make burritos out of
he
them?
He was acquitted.
Jesus Christ.
He was
he
acquitted.
Makes churros out of
he had Julio Tejas as his lawyer.
Shit.
He makes
Julio,
churros out of
that fucking scumbag. He got you off.
Oh, shit.
That fucking scumbag.
Little burrito skin doll.
Julio Tejas.
Oh, man. China's ripping off everything in the world, just like Japan-themed streets that are now opened in China. During this global pandemic, people can't travel, so, you know, they want a little taste of the, you know, the white panties and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
The bukkakis.
You know?
The bukkakis.
The bukkakis. But they can't travel right now.
Right.
So what's the next best thing, man? Just build your own little
culture.
Japan.
What would you see on the street?
Little Japan.
Your first-hand experience. What
never
do you think would have to be on the street to make it a Japan-themed street? There's
I have no
street
idea.
Vendors.
I've never been there. I think...
serving up the...
I think the other
fried
two
goods
hosts.
On sticks.
Takoyaki.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a bookstore.
That's
like books.
Gotta be a bookstore. Internet cafe.
Yeah, like
wait,
like,
are
like
adult sections in bookstores or is that?
Yeah,
like
man, behind the beaded curtain.
Bookstore.
It's usually like, no, it's usually like an entire floor.
Oh, you know this from firsthand experience, yeah. Burrito Bandito? Tell us all about it.
Like, let's hear this story.
Do you like how you have to read them backwards?
So the,
this bitch is titties on her left side.
Wait, hold on.
This bitch is right titties on her left side, and her left titties on the right side. This is so backwards.
Tell us about it, Burrito. We're listening.
Yeah.
GMN knows. He was there. He was in the store with me.
Shot fired!
Guilty.
Standing right next to me.
Guilty.
But straight up, it's just like a regular bookstore, and it's accepted in their society, but they just separate it to where, you know.
It's still got, like, plastic and stuff.
Yeah, but it's, like, on its own floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not behind the beaded curtain.
It's a whole floor, though.
But if you go on that floor, there's a person at the counter that's like.
At the elevator is beaded curtains. That would be fucking hilarious. You take the elevator up, it opens, and it's just a beaded curtain. Like an immediate beaded curtain.
Is that where
you gotta go through it. It's a whole fucking floor.
I got a good reenactment for you guys. This is episode's called Gemini, Foxtrot, and Burrito Bandito Go to a Japanese Bookstore for the First Time.
Okay.
You guys ready?
I would have a blast.
You're playing yourselves.
All right.
Hey, konnichiwa.
There's so much stuff. There's so much stuff here.
Yeah.
That's Burrito because he's already got his eyes on
the carry
labeled adult books.
Konnichiwa. Yeah, he knows.
Hey, what's that over there, man?
Hey, let's go take this elevator.
Ichi section, hentai.
Oh, he's
is
got
that
it.
What it's called? Ichi?
Don't they stop?
Echi?
What's hentai?
Don't
let's go check it out. Oh, this is hentai. I know what this
Donde
is.
Donde esta hentai? Donde esta tentacle porn?
I wasn't talking about that kind of bookstore. I think I was talking about like a real bookstore with like books.
Like a library?
Kind of, but you can buy the books.
Like a library for sale?
Sure. I like how when I said like bookstore, like it just went straight to... I got a porn floor.
What? I mean,
does every bookstore have a porn floor?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. You gotta search for it, man.
Whether
you gotta
it's one
to find
floor,
it. It's like hidden gems, man.
Yeah. Whether it's one
they've
floor,
they've got a regular porn floor, and then they've got another floor that's just yaoi, and then they've got another floor that's just the girl version, of
Yuri,
that, which I can't remember what it's called.
Yuri.
Yeah.
Yuri?
And whole then, floor of just that?
And, you know.
On this Japan-themed street that China ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Probably.
So when you were on that floor, what were you looking for? Were you just looking around?
It's got to be a maid cafe.
Got to have a maid cafe.
Tell me about this maid cafe.
Yeah. Are those full service?
No.
Meido cafe.
So basically, old Japanese dudes go to these seedy underground cellars that have plastic tables and like Party City paper.
Drink fucking iced coffee and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And sing karaoke.
And sing karaoke and get
and
served.
Asian squat all over the place.
Yeah, and they dance too. They have their dances.
They dance?
Whenever the girls have their dance, they do this call and response type thing. So the girl will do a move and there's a boom, and then the guys will do a move.
Dang, they can move like that.
There's a documentary on Netflix called Tokyo Girls. Is that kind of like what it's like?
I haven't seen that documentary.
It's about the J-pop scene.
Everyone's lying. Everyone's seen it.
No one's seen it.
Oh, you're telling me from first-hand experience.
Bruno's telling you from right-hand experience.
From all that right-hand experience, there's definitely some...
more Japanese news.
Radioactive water. Japan to release radioactive Fukushima water into ocean. 1.2 million tons!
Wow.
Of radioactive Fukushima water. That's their nuclear power plant that exploded or something. I think it's been decommissioned. $200 billion of nuclear plant cleanup was reduced.
Burrito, is that enough food for Godzilla?
That's how they're going to make their good. The next evolution of Godzilla is
the
to
next evolution. Oh my God.
I thought this was how Hetero is made.
They're done with the CGI and the guys in suits. They're like, no, this is going to save so much money if we just make it real.
Let's just make it
That's
real.
That's
you guys
what,
were having
make things better.
You guys were having a heated discussion
things
about
be more
Godzilla
exciting.
Things.
Godzilla's going to save us from coronavirus.
Oh, that's the prediction for 2020. Godzilla's going to save us, America, from coronavirus.
I like it.
So while Godzilla
should,
keeps growing,
we should make signs and put it on our lawns.
Yeah. So while Godzilla's growing, Kit Kats are shrinking. Japanese Kit Kats are shrinking. Nestle says previous size may have been too large for customers. Yeah, because, you know, when you're eating a fucking Kit Kat, and you just have, you have that fucking, like, last half of it, you're like, oh, this is so much Kit Kat.
A little bit left.
This, like, what the fuck?
You're a pussy.
I eat those little two-piece Kit Kats. Those little two-piece Kit Kats. I eat them all in one bite.
It's not enough.
I ate the whole thing in one bite.
And they're making them smaller now.
They're making them smaller. That's why the Japanese people are so small. They're malnourished. These corporations are taking food out of their mouth.
They already only have, like, the two-stick Kit Kats.
Yeah,
They don't even have king-size anything.
They don't have king-size anything.
How about king-size mini Kit Kats?
Trying to pull out of the game?
Kit Kats
trying to get out of Japan? Are they just going to try to disappear?
No, I think
smaller and smaller.
Damn, that's how they're getting out of the game. They just keep going smaller and smaller. Dang, that's an exit strategy.
Here's an exit strategy.
Speaking of small Kit Kats, New Yorker suspends Jeffrey Toobin for Zoom dick incident. In a statement to Vice, Jeffrey Toobin apologized for the embarrassingly stupid mistake.
What is this, amateur?
I have no idea what happened.
He started beefing
off,
while he was on a Zoom call because he thought he had hung up.
He thought his camera was off.
Well, that's unfortunate.
He thought his camera was off. He was still on the call, but he saw his camera was off, and he's like, you know what? It's probably a good time to masturbate while I'm on this fucking call, you know what I mean? Like, not a good look.
What do you think he was jerking off about?
Not a good look.
I don't know who this guy is either.
I think he was jerking off, too.
I don't know who he is. He was probably jerking off to some married father of three wearing a skirt and high heels to work. I think that's what he was doing because he can.
Yep.
And both of them can, but one lost his job.
How about that pun?
There's a pun. For one dad of three, getting dressed can be a real drag.
Oh, there you go.
It's
like a tagline for a movie.
Yeah. Let's play this movie out a little bit. I'll be the dad. Kids, you better get ready.
Yeah.
Kids, get ready for school.
Daddy, why are you on shirt?
Because it's comfortable. Next question.
How do you pee?
Why you got pointy feet?
Because daddy looks damn good in pointy feet. And yes, I make everyone call me daddy.
Get your dick.
Jeffrey, you're 4 years old. You know for a goddamn fact I'd suck dick. All right, that wasn't great.
Nah, it wasn't.
It's funny.
But you know what is great?
Teenager finally achieves her dream of dating Godzilla. 13-year-old Sarah Watanabe is a huge Godzilla fan. She has an impressive collection of figures and does an excellent impression of the kaiju's roar. How does it sound, Burrito?
Screonk.
Screonk.
Dang.
Recently, she wrote to Osaka television show Tante Night Scoop asking to go on a date with Godzilla. So, we have Miss Watanabe played by Foxtrot and the obvious Godzilla. Burrito, burrito, burrito!
I'm so happy.
Hey, Godzilla, I gotta take you on your date. I'm gonna drive you to this date. We're gonna go pick up this chick, okay? You guys go have fun.
Oh, Godzilla. My favorite.
Fire. Breath.
You're not as big as I see in TV. Come.
That's not nice to say. Hurry off.
Am I gonna die after we hang out?
Yes. What about
technically she would die, right?
The radiation poisoning alone would kill her, let alone his massive 50-story dick. Burger King is releasing a fake burger in Japan. A blue glowing dick.
Like Dr. Manhattan.
Well, yeah, when he charges up, right? He gets all like hyped up.
Hey, Burrito, you saw the Watchmen TV show, right?
I just finished it.
Did they show his big blue dick again?
Dude, is superhero TV shows your thing, Gemini Jackson?
Did they show his... They did? Was it side dick? Or was it back ball?
It was like top dick.
Top dick?
Point
the
of view?
Is top
point
dick?
Of view? Like, you're looking
like
down?
Like, just flaccid dick?
Or are you looking at the head?
Are you just looking at the dick?
Like, it was the bottom of the screen, right? So they didn't show, like, the tip. They showed where it connected to the your body.
To the that part.
But just
the big part.
Top shaft.
I still don't understand what the fuck is happening. Oh, so they just showed like, okay, so like when you're pulling down your pants, if you kept your underwear, right? If you just went a little bit below your bush.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got it.
He doesn't have a bush. He's smooth.
Yeah. He's obviously, smooth. If you have blue skin, you don't have hair. That just fucking makes sense. What the fuck, dude? Duh.
Well, unless you're Beast, actually, he's full of hair.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer's full of hair.
He is.
That motherfucker full of hair.
It's facts.
Fucking Beast, that motherfucker.
I think they showed it
full of hair.
Occasionally. Yeah, but I feel like you have to, right?
See,
it's not like full on like the movie.
It didn't have like its own physics engine, like the movie.
The movie that was at POV from the bottom.
It quivered.
That was like gonna hit you in the forehead.
Yeah,
power
man.
Bottom.
Power
bottom view.
We should have a Watchmen watch party, but it's just however long the Watchmen is from the point of view is of his blue dick.
Just to watch that?
No, we don't ever see the blue dick because we're seeing the world from the point of view of the blue dick. Yeah.
That's an alternate reality.
Well, at the beginning, he's like banging his chick, isn't he? Isn't he?
So you're in this cavern.
Inside?
It's all
you're
dark
inside
and squishy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try not to spoil it, but he doesn't show up until like the end of the series.
Oh.
Kind of. Oh, no. Quantimino.
Yeah, you're in the Quantimino.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we could kind of hear you while you're in the Quantimino. That's how secure this connection is thanks to Fox VPN.
It's so damn secure. Okay.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.